Well, sir, come to order. Members, please vote to signify your presence.
The roll shows 15 members present. Senators Cowdery, Kukesh, and Wilkin are excused.
Senator Ellis, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, excuse me. Senator Dyson, if you would please offer the invocation. Please stand for the invocation.
Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness towards us, your mercy. Father, we ask for your blessing upon our country and its leaders. We think particularly of our troops that are serving in harm's way. We ask for your protection for them physically, and that they would be agents of your righteousness. We ask for your blessing on our state, our governor, and this body. We think particularly of the members of the legislature who are struggling. Representative Coghill with the death in his family, Representative Foster and his health challenges, and we ask your blessing on them. Lord, we ask that you would give us your wisdom, that you would turn our hearts from our own needs and anxieties and towards the purposes that we are called to serve the people of the state. We ask for a spirit of cooperation, wisdom, and very thoughtful process. Thank you for caring about us and for caring about our state, and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
I apologize for getting that out of order. Sorry. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the first through eighth legislative days and for Senate Supplement Number 3 and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 8.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is certified. Introduction of guests.
Madam President.
Senator Hoffman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
And without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests to be introduced today? Messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
I have no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills?
I have no Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar?
There is no legislation on today's calendar.
Under unfinished business, under Rule 15, Senator Cowdery is excused due to illness, and the letter from his physician is on file with the Senate Secretary, and I think everybody has been allowed to read that, and it's certainly available if anyone wants to check it out. Is there further unfinished business?
Repeaties.
Special orders? Oh, announcement, Senator Huggins.
Sorry. Thank you, Madam President. Just briefly, today at 1 o'clock, 1300 military time, Senate resource will be in the budget room with the administration for the discussion of amendments to PPP.
Thank you. Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move that the Senate adjourn until Monday, October 29th at 9 a.m.
For a technical session. Senator Stevens?
Yes,
technical session.
For a technical session.
We are adjourned.